It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. President's Day weekend is upon us, which means a three-day weekend for some. If you plan to get out of town, contributor Elaine LaBalm, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, is here with a few travel suggestions. New Girl, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine, and I am excited to hear about what you have in store for us. You're saying it's not too late to get a good deal on a President's Day weekend getaway.
Well, you know, I think, as always, it depends on where you want to go. If you're going skiing to the big resorts, you're probably not going to find a whole lot of room at the inn. If you're going to Florida or some very, you know, sunny sort of island locale, it's going to be tougher. So, again, you got to make choices that are reasonable. We want to get probably a little bit warmer than Pittsburgh. So you can think, you know, mid-Atlantic, a little bit further south, possibly some places in the West that aren't traditional destinations this time of year. There are still options. You're just going to be a little bit more selective by now.
So you're saying, here it is, it's Friday, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. You're saying some romantic can can scoop up a last-minute deal and find a destination that will make his or her honey just thrilled with what their foresight and planning?
Well, how about this? If you are really in love, wherever you go is just going to be perfect, right, Paul?
I didn't realize this was going to be an existential conversation.
You gotta make your magic.
Okay, that having been said, you've come equipped with some tantalizing possibilities. And first up is the Nature Inn at Bald Eagle State Park in central Pennsylvania.
Okay, so now here we are proving my point.
How romantic.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, it's central Pennsylvania. Actually, it's right in the middle of Bald Eagle State Park on a beautiful lake. This is a 20-room inn. It's a sustainable property. It's the only inn in a state park in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's going to be a little on the chilly side, but this place is just so snug and so cozy. Again, the 20 rooms. It's got this great wood paneled library. The property really is a play of wood and glass. Lots of cozy seating areas. You can play games, you know, read a book, what have you. They do this amazing gourmet breakfast. This is a terrific place for birders. And actually, this weekend, Paul, is the Great Backyard Bird Count, as it's called. People should Google that, where they just invite people from all across America to just go out, count birds according to species, submit them onto this website, and this really helps scientists know how the species are doing and how they're adapting to climate change. So you should go to Bald Eagle State Park, where actually, if you use one of their telescopes, is that one thing, their binoculars, to look across the lake, they have a pair of nesting bald eagles right on the lake. So it's a terrific choice. You know, bundle up for your walk outside, little hike, and have a good time.
It does sound cool.
It's great.
Although I'm kind of wondering how this would go. Honey, how about a romantic getaway for Valentine's Day? Let's go out and count bird species.
After your gourmet breakfast, and then you can just cuddle up and play Monopoly.
Kind of work up to, you know, what might come later.
There you go.
For history buffs, this is a good time to check out Alexandria, Virginia, and Mount Vernon.
Yeah, and I thought of this because I've only been to Mount Vernon in the summer, and the lines are crazy, crazy long. It is open year-round. The Mid-Atlantic tends to be a bit warmer in the D.C., Virginia area than you know, Pittsburgh and the Midwest and environs. So you're probably going to get a bump up in temperatures there. You're going to go to Mount Vernon. There are no crowds. And assuming there's no snow on the ground, there's a terrific bike path along the river from Alexandria right to Mount Vernon. It's about a 10-mile bike ride. It's not a strenuous bike ride at all. You just, you know, layer up, get the bikes, and just do it. I just think I love off-season travel, as you know, and I think it's a great thing to do right now. You go to the visitor center in Alexandria. That should be your toehold, Old Town. They have a wonderful map for you can do a self-guided tour of these terrific historical houses, many dating to the Revolutionary War, old churches and whatnot. So you can spend half a day doing that. Great food scene in Alexandria. A restaurateur named Catal Armstrong has several good spots right along King Street in Old Town. I've been to a couple of them, always had good food there. And if you need a little bit more of a city vibe, you're a 10-minute metro ride into Washington, D.C. So a lot of good reasons to visit Alexandria and Mount Vernon right now.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest, contributor Elaine LaBalm. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. And the forecast is sunny and 75 degrees in Las Vegas this weekend. And you can get airfare for less than you would pay to get to Philadelphia, telling us?
Now, I don't know if that says something about fares being good to Las Vegas or really bad to Philadelphia. But you can get airfare to Las Vegas this weekend, $500-$600 round trip, which is Not too bad. It'll cost you well over $600 to get to Philadelphia, which I have to do every now and again. So would consider that. Now, I'm bringing up Las Vegas.
On the whole, I'd rather be in Las Vegas.
There you go. Forecast this weekend, mid-70s and sunny. Desert heat, nice. What's the forecast here for this weekend? I think it's like
8 degrees.
8 degrees with a
Sunday,
wind chill of 10 degrees below or something like that. 90% chance of snow. Let's go to Las Vegas. This time of year, I'm thinking, what's the biggest, baddest hotel pool I can find? I'm sending people to the Delano in Las Vegas. It's got a sister property in South Beach, and this hotel has sort of that kind of South Beachy vibe. They probably even imported some palm trees because they can afford it in Las Vegas. Give you that whole scene. It's just got this. I mean, the pool looks like it's the size of a football field. It's just huge. Sit out there, soak up the sun. If you want to do something a little bit less, you know, bright lights, big city while you're there, which someone like you might want to, Red Rock Canyon, National Recreation Area, beautiful hiking there. It's a great time of year to do it. The paths would not be crowded. A couple good restaurants I was recently tipped to. Carnivino by Mario Batali, the Italian chef.
Yes.
And if you want that sort of splurge meal for your honey on Valentine's Day weekend, Picasso by Julian Serrano, well-known San Francisco chef. I ate at this restaurant a number of years ago, and it was an amazing meal. And they are original Picassos on the wall. So kind of like art experience meets great food.
Wow.
Yep.
Elaine, we know you're a hockey fan. Your son plays hockey. And you're saying Penguins fans might want to head to Chicago for Sunday's matinee against the Blackhawks.
Hey, you know what? After kicking butt against the Detroit Red Wings this week, why wouldn't we want to go try to do the same thing to the Chicago Blackhawks? It's a noon matinee in Chicago. You can still get tickets. Of course, you got to buy them in the secondary market, as it were. So it's going to cost you a little bit, but your sweetheart's worth it, right, Paul?
Scalping is what you're saying.
No, I mean, you can get the exchanges on the Blackhawks website. You can buy from a season ticket holder, someone who's a ticket holder. And, you know, so it's
and that's all perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal and perfectly legit. So you can definitely get tickets. When you're not at the game, you're probably going to want to do something indoors. It is Chicago in February, after all. I think it's a great time to go to the big three museums because they will not be crowded either. We're talking the Field Museum of Natural History, the Shedd Aquarium, and the Adler Planetarium. I've been to these places only in the summer, and they are really, really crowded. So do yourself a favor and go now. And Chicago Magazine just last week put out its list of the hottest restaurants in the Windy City right now, and a few that are on the list that are probably worth a visit. Momotaro for modern Japanese at the top of the list. They do like this smoked bacon and egg dish that just looked amazing. Of course, it's lunchtime and I'm hungry. Dove's Luncheonette. This place is getting so much press. It's not a throwback. Well, it's not an original diner. It is more of a throwback sort of model on sort of kind of hip retro diner vibe. It's in Wicker Park, very trendy neighborhood. And apparently the food is all that. So you should check that out. Rosie's by the Slice is considered the definitive pizza spot right now in Chicago. And 10 Mile House, they call it the Mecca for grilled cheese. And, you know, I'm a big grilled cheese fan. So, if I was going to Chicago this weekend, I would be there. Consider staying at the Public Hotel, newish Ian Schrager property. So minimalist boutique hotel, very affordable for Chicago.
How about a juicy beef hot?
With that neon green relish that just looks like you're going to die, but it tastes amazing.
It is.
I'm with you.
The quintessential Chicago sandwich, not including the hot dog, the Chicago-style hot dog.
There you go. I would get that.
If you're looking for a twofer on this President's Day, Valentine's Day weekend, you like the Inn at Perry Cabin in St. Michael's, Maryland.
Okay, so you were the one who was saying, Paul, money is no object for your honey, right? So this is the...
Wait, what? Get me in trouble.
She's probably listening, huh? Mm-hmm. This is the destination for you. This is a gorgeous property, rambling, whitewashed colonial structure. It's on these beautiful manicured gardens on the water on the eastern shore of Maryland. So there's something about being on the water this time of year that even if you're not really warmer, at least you kind of feel warmer. I think it's just sort of a kind of getting in that headspace of, oh, maybe spring will be here soon. But you can do, you know, the whole pool, spa, biking thing. And they've got these great common areas where they serve afternoon tea, beautiful restaurant on the water. The rooms are gorgeous. You'll never want to leave if you go to the Inn at Perry Cabin. And I got to tell you, this place is romance with a capital R. I can't think of a better spot.
Well, I can't think of a better person to give us all these Valentine's Day ideas. The sweetest person we know around here, Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thanks, Elaine.
And all that back at you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of this program or would like to revisit past segments, you can visit our website at WESA.FM. Until Monday and our very special President's Day show, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying so long for now.